Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are live on the Green Jacket Radio Network for Augusta Green Jackets baseball in Kannapolis, North Carolina. The Cannonballers have played host to the Green Jackets for the last three nights. This is game 4 out of 6, and it has been all Augusta through the last couple nights. Here on the Tax Slayer pregame show, I'm Noah Adcock-Howeth. Green Jackets have won 5 straight games for just the second time this season, and first time since the middle portion of May. Last time Augusta got the scoring started in the top of the first, they have scored in inning number 1 in each of the 5 consecutive wins that they have put together. Cobbled together an extra run in the third and 3 more in the fourth, and held on tightly for a 5-1 victory. John Heel continued his torrid month of August. Heel 3-for-4 last night. A homer and 2 RBIs ended up a triple shy of the cycle, and added in a stolen base to go with it. Green Jackets got another scoreless relief appearance. Owen Hackman went 3 2/3 and got the win. Trent Buchanan an inning and a third behind him. And the pen is now at 26 2/3 consecutive innings without an earned run allowed. Green Jackets, winners of all 3 games here this week, and over those 3 games, they have outscored the Kannapolis Cannonballers 23-6. Augusta's offense continues to tick. They have knocked out the opposing starting pitcher in 1 inning or less each of the last nights. And out of those last 2 games, the bullpen has had to cover a ton of time for the ballers. They're hoping significantly that Ricardo Brizuela can extend his performance out tonight. Brizuela makes his 19th start of the season in his first full year with Kannapolis. Spent the back half of 2024 here in the Carolina League and was a little bit better than he has been this summer. Brizuela, a 5.64 ERA in 18 games, but the number that stands out the most, Brizuela is 0-9 in 9 decisions. He has not been any kind of terrible, has had a couple rough outings like any person generally does, but he has seen no type of run support, and for a man who doesn't miss many bats with either walks or strikeouts, the solid contact has been just a bit too much to handle. Last time out, Brizuela, 3 innings, 5 runs on 6 hits, including a home run in a loss against the Salem Red Sox. He'll be opposed on the mound by Jeremy Reyes, 19-year-old righty, who's 1-5 in a 3.35 ERA in 14 starts. Reyes missed about a month early in the year with an upper body issue, has good strikeout numbers, but the command has been a little bit spotty for the young right-hander, and that has been especially true in his last 3 starts. Since July 18th, where Reyes posted his second consecutive quality start, the first 2 of his pro career, Reyes has gone 11 2/3 innings and has allowed 6 runs on 11 walks along with 12 hits. So the bases have been clogged more often than not for Jeremy. A couple errors have hurt his cause as well. But Reyes, in his first career outing against the Cannonballers, trying to right the ship and give his rotation a little bit of stretched out length, as Augusta does not have a ton of fresh arms either. Both of these teams have had to use significant bullpen pieces so far in the first 3 games. Green Jackets have 2 relievers who have yet to throw this week in Jackson Danley and Juan Sanchez. We will certainly see both of them tonight. And on the opposite side, the only man who hasn't thrown is Gabriel Rodriguez. He has piggybacked the starter Brizuela in each of his last 5 appearances. Ricardo has not gone more than 60 pitches in any of his last 4 games and only got to 60 in his last time out, according to 3 innings. So Brizuela and Rodriguez will be the lion's share of the innings for Kannapolis. Chad Pinder has had to go to his pen. He has used 4 relievers in each of the 3 games so far, along with 2 position players in the 13-1 loss on Wednesday. A couple transactions to report for both sides. First for the Green Jackets, Juan Mateo activated off the injured list. No corresponding move. There was a roster slot open. So Winston Sawyer has a deeper bench, and he has a very important chess piece to utilize across the infield. Mateo, the youngest player on the roster at just 18 years old, has impressed on both sides of the ball since being called up from the Florida Complex League around the All-Star break. Mateo was the first member of the Braves' 2024 international free agency class to make it to single A, was joined by Kendi Richard a couple weeks ago, and Mateo has a lot of fans both in and outside the organization. He's batting fourth and playing second today, thrust right back into the fire against Brizuela. For the Cannonballers, Bryce Eblen, who was at short the first two games of the week, but appeared to injure his lower half, going out for a fly ball into the outfield grass in the late goings on Wednesday, has been placed on the 7-day injured list. And as a corresponding move, the White Sox have activated their 16th round draft pick, Caleb Freeman, out of Georgia State. Freeman listed as an outfielder, that's what he was announced as upon signing with the Sox, but he has played second, third, and even some catcher over his 4-year college career. And so he is a nice little utility option for Chad Pinder. Eblen had been playing a good deal of short, especially with Caleb Bonomer still on the shelf. Kannapolis' best player throughout the entire season, the first-round pick Bonomer, has been inactive all week, dealing with a small hip issue. Bonomer continues to be treated conservatively, making sure that he gets back to full go in the late goings of the season. Bonomer, a cold weather kid out of Michigan, so he's already far surpassed the amount of baseball he had played the last couple years. And so he has not joined the starting lineup in any of the four games this week. Green Jackets 3-0 on the road trip. They are 58-49 on the season, have already surpassed last year's win total by 9 games with 22 games to play. Kannapolis 52-59. Augusta is 24-19 in the second half, 6 games out of first in the South. Kannapolis 20-25. They are 11 games out and running out of time to make a run. Columbia won the first half in the South. Lynchburg the first half in the North. They've already got the playoff spots locked up. Green Jackets hoping for some help from the Fireflies as they try to chase down Myrtle Beach in the final few weeks of the second half of the summer. We're just about ready for first pitch. The two sides have filed out of the dugouts, and so we are ready for baseball on the other side of the break here at Atrium Health Ballpark in Kannapolis, North Carolina.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal. Another gorgeous evening for baseball at Atrium Health Ballpark. We have been blessed with the weather this week after a couple rainy series back home in North Augusta. Cannonballers of Kannapolis playing host to the Augusta Green Jackets, fourth straight game, and Augusta has won each of the first three. Hello again, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Noah Adcock-Howith. Green Jackets, a 5-game win streak, looking to make it 6 in a row, which would tie the longest of 2025. Kannapolis on the other side has lost 5 in a row, looking to get off the schneid this week on the back of Ricardo Brizuela. Green Jacket lineup shifting around a little bit. Dixon Williams and John Heal both sitting for the first time this series. Eric Hartman, however, in the leadoff spot for the fourth consecutive game. Cody Miller into the 2 spot after a night off. Owen Carey behind him. Juan Mateo, fresh off the injured list, will bat fourth and play second base. Luis Guanipa has hit since 8 straight games. He's in right field. Hayden Freeze, looking for his first hit of the week, will bat 6th in DH. Joe Olsovsky over at first. Colin Burgess is catching after a 4-hit game 2 nights ago. And Leiker Figueroa will make his first appearance of the series at third base. 21-year-old right-hander Ricardo Brizuela is on the mound for Kannapolis. 19th start of the year for him. Product of Maracay, Venezuela, seeing the Green Jackets for the second time after he worked 6 three-run innings back at the end of April. Brizuela, 0-9, a 5.64 ERA, has 60 strikeouts in 67 innings to go with 31 walks. So he pitches to contact well, but he is burned by hard contact more often than not as of late. Eric Hartman into the left-handed box. Brizuela from the windup, and we are underway with a swinging strike on a changeup. 7:01 our official start time on Friday, August 15th. 83 degrees and mostly clear overhead to start off the night. Hartman tips the changeup foul. No balls and two strikes. Brizuela fastball, changeup, sinker, and slider. Nothing that will blow you away from the right side, but good command of 4 pitches. A hesitation pitch on the windup, now the 0-2, and it misses inside with another off-speed. Lots of sinkers and changeups to lefties, fastballs and sliders to right-handers. Lefties hitting 295 against Brizuela, righties 250. The 1-2 to Hartman, and he swings over the breaking ball in the dirt. Rony Hernandez will have to make the throw to first, and he retires Hartman on a leadoff strikeout. Hartman's been swing and miss heavy this week. That's 6 Ks now in 13 at-bats for him. And Brizuela begins his day with a punch-out. Considering each of the last 2 nights, the Cannonballer starter has not gotten past the first inning. That is a golden beginning for Brizuela. Here's Cody Miller, one of 5 right-handers in the order tonight. Miller takes a fastball above the letters, called for a strike by Parker Powell. Miller 4-for-11 in the first 2 games this week. Brizuela's breaking ball is on the outside corner, and it's quickly 0-2. This is what Ricardo Brizuela does, just attacks with everything he has and forces you to beat yourself. 0-2 pitch, tipped off the body of Hernandez, the catcher, and he could not hold on as Miller was out in front of the slider. Very nearly back-to-back Ks to begin the day for Brizuela. He has gone up to 6 strikeouts in a game 3 times this year and not past that. High target, the 0-2 fastball is up that way and laid off of by Miller at 88 miles an hour. Cody hitting 375 in his first couple weeks as a pro. Third round pick by the Braves, the highest drafted position player to play for the Green Jackets in the last 4 years. 1-2 on Miller. Brizuela from the windup, and Miller ropes the line drive out to deep left field. Eli Brown's at the fence. He leaps and makes the catch while colliding with the wall. A heck of a play by Eli Brown up against the fencing, and he takes away extra bases from Cody Miller. Hanging slider, nearly big trouble for Brizuela. Instead, 2 outs. Eli Brown continues to dazzle in his first homestand as a pro. The rest of the Cannonballer defense as Owen Carey steps in. First pitch to Owen is taken for a called strike. Archer out in center, George Wilco in right. Arxi Hernandez at third, DePino at first with Shelton and Sprinkle up the middle. And Rony Hernandez catching. Sinker outside, 1-1. It's the first time we've seen Rony Hernandez behind the plate in 4 games this week. He's got the most caught stealings of any catcher on the roster. Carey lifts this one foul down the right field line. Nice catch by a fan in the first row. And it's 1-2 on Carey. Brizuela looking to put away the side in order and stretch himself out rather nicely in the first. Changeup rolled over to first base. DePino will glove it himself, take it to the bag, and the Green Jackets go down in order in inning number 1. First time in 6 games, Augusta does not score in the first frame. A great catch by Eli Brown punctuates the inning for the Ballers. Jeremy Reyes on the mound when we come back on the Green Jacket Radio Network.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit.
The Cannonballers have not led since the middle innings of Tuesday's season or series opener. Kannapolis with the following lineup looking to change things up and take control first. Eli Brown leads off, Jordan Sprinkle and Ronnie Hernandez behind him. George Wilco hitting cleanup out in right. Anthony DiPino, Colby Shelton, 5 and 6. Arxie Hernandez at third, Adrian Heald DHing, and Nathan Archer plays center. Green Jackets send 19-year-old Jeremy Reyes to the mound, 15th start of the year for him. 1-5 with a 3.35 ERA. Live arm from the right side. He starts off with the lefty Eli Brown. And Brown takes a called strike at 95. Jeremy, 59 Ks but 40 walks in 53 and two-thirds. Has 11 walks in his last 12 innings. 0-1 to Brown is looped into left field. And it's a leadoff single for Eli Brown, who made that stellar catch up against the fence in the top half. And now continues to hit at the bottom. Brown's 5 for 12 this week. And the leadoff man is aboard, as Brown stung that one the opposite direction, past the reach of Lakehair Figueroa at third. Leadoff man aboard. Brown has hits in every game. Here's Jordan Sprinkle, one of four right-handers in the lineup. All five lefties are in the order for Kannapolis against Reyes. Slider outside to the speedy Sprinkle. Ball one. Lefty's hitting 224 against Jeremy. Righty's 186. The slider is ahead of the changeup in terms of secondaries. Reyes out of the stretch. Two looks at first. Fastball is pulled foul past the Green Jacket dugout on the third base side. Sprinkle began the year with the Ballers, set the Carolina League on fire for about a month, and then got promptly pushed up to Winston-Salem, which is where he finished last year. Reyes picks over to first, tag not in time from Joe Olsovsky. But Sprinkle struggled mightily in the South Atlantic League with the Winston-Salem Dash, and got pulled back down to Kannapolis once more. 1-1. Sprinkle swings through the slider for strike two. Tight darting breaking ball for Jeremy with good spin. He has been playing around with a cutter as well, but he has not shown it in game. Another pickoff attempt from Jeremy prior to coming set, and Brown is in safely. Eli Brown's 4 of 4 stealing in the 2 weeks that he's been with the organization. Two strike count for Jeremy. 1-2 on Sprinkle. The pitch is pop foul once again. Sprinkle out in front of the slider that stayed in the middle of the zone a bit too long. Reyes, something not uncommon for young arms like he, can take a bit of time to settle in. Command first time through, not usually as strong as it is the second or third. Sprinkle still behind 1-2. Reyes comes home, and Sprinkle goes down swinging on the breaking ball. Looked like that might have been the cutter rather than the slider. A little bit firmer at 86 compared to the low to mid-80s breaking ball you see from Jeremy traditionally. Regardless, it gets the K. One on, one out for Ronnie Hernandez. Left-handed hitting backstop, first at bat of the week for Ronnie. And he puts it on the ground to first. Joe Olsavsky backhands to second for one. Cody Miller back to first. Double play. Leadoff single for Eli Brown, but a 3-6-3 double play. Olsavsky and Miller combine as Reyes faces the minimum on just 8 pitches.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Augusta University Health System is now WellStar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia. Having one healthcare system means more. More personalized care for your whole health. More compassionate expertise from doctors and specialists you trust. With over 400 locations across Georgia, WellStar offers more seamless access to world-class care when and where you need it. And more support at every step of your healthcare journey. Now that Augusta University Health System is WellStar, we've combined the proud legacy of one of Georgia's top teaching hospitals with the advanced expertise and genuine compassion of the WellStar Healthcare System. Together, we're delivering more, so you get more of what truly matters. Visit wellstar.org/Augusta to learn what more can mean for you. WellStar, more than healthcare, people care.
Ricardo Brizuela, 1-2-3 through the first inning. A strikeout, a ground out, and a deep line out off of Cody Miller's bat. Got some help from Eli Brown out in left. Juan Mateo will lead off this top of the second inning. Mateo, first game back off the injured list. Missed about 8 days, so a very short stint with a lower body issue. Had some hamstring tightness. But the 18-year-old infielder back and ready to go. Lefty against the righty, Brizuela, first pitch of the inning, is flown out to shallow center field. Nathan Archer in a few steps, and Mateo is disposed of on one pitch. Brizuela only needed 13 pitches to get through the first inning. He's got one out on one pitch in the second. So Mateo looking comfortable while he's back, but that first pitch he was out in front of, one out, nobody on for Luis Guanipa. Right-handed right fielder Guanipa takes ball one outside. Sinker off the outside corner at 87. Guanipa 3-for-8 in 2 games with 2 RBIs. 19-year-old right-hander watches the breaking ball bounce in for ball 2. Guanipa playing the best baseball of his young career over the last few weeks. Has hits in 7 straight, on base in 9 straight. Guanipa takes the slider high and tight. 3 balls and no strikes on Luis. Looking for his third walk in as many games. The 3-0 from Brizuela swinging away, and it's on the ground to shortstop. Shelton, a backhand long throw, dug out by DePino. And the over-aggression from Guanipa does not pay off. 2 up, 2 down in the second. It was a middle-middle sinker, and it was hit hard, but Guanipa got on top of it. And Brizuela, despite falling behind significantly, does get the second out of the inning. Augusta's bats taking a bit longer to wake up today. Here's Hayden Freeze looking for his first hit of the week. Freeze DHing today. He takes ball one. Off-speed bounces in. Backhanded by Ronny Hernandez. Hayden 0-for-7 with a walk in 2 starts. Brizuela to the windup. And Freeze lays off high and outside. Quick pace for Ricardo Brizuela. And he has been very efficient through 5 batters. Behind 2-0 on Hayden. Freeze takes it off the outside corner. Brizuela nibbling to the last 2 hitters. Second straight 3-0 count. And Hayden, one of the more patient men on the roster, likely not swinging here. And it's a called strike on the inside corner. Found the inner edge at 87. Joe Olsavsky is on deck. Hayden Freeze looking to be Augusta's first base runner. Ahead 3-1. And it is a ball upstairs. Lots of off speeds from Ricardo Brizuela. And the ever-patient Freeze works the two-out walk. Outwalk brought to you by Laziza Mediterranean Grill, the CSRA's number one home for authentic, delicious Mediterranean cuisine. Here is Joe Olsovsky, 2-for-6 with 3 walks this week already. Brizuela out of the stretch for the first time, gets a high strike call from Parker Powell. Parker Powell behind the plate doing balls and strikes, Nicholas Saxton out in the field. And Parker's zone has been pitcher-friendly at the beginning, especially up and out, 0-1. Way outside to even the count. Joe's back at first today. He played the hot corner yesterday over at third. Third straight start. He's been splitting time at first with Freeze, who's on with two down. Brizuela lifts high and comes home. Fastball called a strike outside corner. Back pick to first. Not in time. Hayden Freeze hesitated getting back. It was a sharp throw from Ronnie Hernandez. But Freeze able to get the hand in time. DePino did not put the tag on quickly. Nevertheless, 1-2 on Olsovsky. The pitch from Brizuela runs in and hits Joe. Well, he hadn't been hit yet this week, and with the way Olsovsky plays, you know it was only a matter of time. Joe's been hit in every series he's played with the Green Jackets this year, and there's two aboard. Back-to-back free passes, a rarity for Brizuela, who only had one walk in his last two starts and had not hit a batter in either of those appearances. Colin Burgess will look to take advantage at his first professional four-hit game in the win on Wednesday. Also drove in a run and scored two. He's got an RBI shot with Freeze at second and Olsovsky at first. Brizuela from the stretch nearly clipped the inside jersey of Burgess once again. Slider backing up on Brizuela, 1-0. Outfield deep and to the pole side. Lots of space in right center for Colin Burgess. Fastball low and out. 2-0 on Colin. Good patience from the bottom of the order to lengthen this inning on Brizuela after he got two outs on his first five deliveries. Burgess, a very aggressive hitter at the bottom of the order. 2-0 count. Taken for a ball below the knees. 88 right around the bottom of the zone. Ronnie Hernandez shaking his head behind home. Brizuela in danger of loading the bases with two outs on free passes. The 3-0. Inside, ball four. Four-pitch walk to Colin Burgess, and the bases are full. That's just Colin's eighth walk of the season in 37 games. He's here to do a lot of things. Walk is not one of them, but he draws one there, and out comes the pitching coach, Jacob Doris. And speaking of a lack of patience, Lakehair Figueroa will be the batter. Figueroa, 8 walks in 36 games himself. Activated from the FCL last week when Mateo went on the injured list. But because Augusta was only carrying 29 players, when the maximum in this league is 30, Figueroa does not have to go anywhere now that Mateo has returned. And Lakehair had been on the active roster since April 15th, hitting .245 in his second year with the Green Jackets. It is night and day in terms of how he's looked this year versus his first season. He's one of a handful of guys Winston Sawyer has really raved about in terms of year-over-year improvements. Bases loaded, two down in the top of the second. Figueroa gets his first at-bat of the week. Brizuela back to the windup, and he misses high and tight, 1-0. Figueroa only played one game last series, but he went 2-for-3 with a walk and scored three times. 1-0, taken for a called strike outside corner. Good patience from Figueroa. Now it's 1-1 on the pitcher's pitch. Brizuela, pink and blue glove up underneath the chin. Rocks into his windup. Figueroa slices it up the middle. Base hit. Freeze will score. Olsovsky right behind him. And Lakehair Figueroa continues to make the most of his chances. A 2 RBI single for Figgy. And the Green Jackets strike first for the fourth straight game. Sinker stayed down the middle, and Figueroa just punches it back up the middle. RBIs 8 and 9 for Lakecare, and back to the top for Eric Hartman. He's the seventh batter of this inning. 21 pitches and counting in the frame for Brizuela. First pitch to Eric is way inside, ball one. Brizuela got Hartman swinging on a changeup in the first. But since that at bat, he has not had the feel for that change. Jackets trying to get to the pen early again. Hartman puts this one deep out to right center field. Archer chasing over, and in front of the track, he runs it down. 101 off the bat of Hartman, but it backspun in the air enough for Archer to make the catch. Two RBIs from Lakecare Figueroa, and the Green Jackets lead 2-0 halfway through the second.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Jeremy Reyes back to the mound after an 8-pitch bottom of the first. He now has a 2-0 lead, courtesy of Lakecare Figueroa's RBI single. Kannapolis will send George Wilco, Anthony DePino, and Colby Shelton to the bat as they look to retaliate in the early goings. George Wilco, 4-for-13, 2 RBIs this week, back in right field tonight. And he takes a first-pitch fastball low and out at 95 from Reyes. Jeremy looking to stay efficient. Wilco, the powerful left-hander, takes the off-speed down the center. One ball, one strike after a well-located slider. Jeremy working out of the windup. 1-1 pitch is chopped off of Wilco's front foot. And it's an early two-strike count for Reyes. Team leading 11 home runs and 52 RBIs for Wilco, but he has struck out 122 times. 1-2 pitch, below the knees with the fastball. Took a little off that heater at 92. Reyes has been up to 95 tonight. Even count for Wilco. Burgess a high target. Fastball misses down instead. Overthrown at 97. Wilco, a good job to work this count full. Reyes, the payoff. Swing and a miss. Down goes Wilco. Backside breaking ball. George pulls off of it. And Reyes has 2 Ks in his first 4 hitters. Wilco now tied for 3rd in the league in strikeouts with Alexi Lumpoy of Myrtle Beach. Only Eric Batanti of Carolina and Luis Marejo of Lynchburg have more. Leadoff man set down. Here's Anthony DePino. Right-handed first baseman out of Rhode Island. First pitch swinging. Lobs it into left center field. Hartman chasing over. Crosses in front of Carey to make the catch. Two up, two down. Reyes continues to comb his way through the order first time through. Would love to see his second consecutive 1-2-3 inning, if that's perhaps in the cards. Colby Shelton will stand in his way. Shelton hitless in 3 games this week. First pitch swinging out in front of the changeup. Colby, former out of Alabama and Florida player, 0-1, chases over top. Something in the dirt, firm at 92. And Shelton has just looked a little bit lost this week. The sixth-round pick, 1-for-28 to start his pro career. There was only one game at Florida he did not reach base this year. 0-2 pitch, inside, ball one. And this is as important a step in a young hitter's development as anything else, learning how to fail for the first time. Reyes to end the inning, misses away at 97. Shelton looking to get aboard for the first time this week and keep this inning going. Two balls and two strikes with two out. The pitch from Reyes is looped down the right field line, and that will hook foul into the second row of picnic seats. Far and away the biggest crowd of the week so far on a Friday night in Kannapolis. Post-game fireworks to follow. It is also Alzheimer's Awareness Night, so players on both sides wearing the purple socks, and there are purple ribbons adorning home plate's circle. Sixth pitch of the at-bat to Shelton. Slider swing and a miss. Reyes gets two strikeouts in the inning. He's got three in his first six batters and has faced the minimum through two.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours, and of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Green Jackets leading 2-0 after two innings. Augusta getting a two-out RBI from Lakeair Figueroa on their only hit of the game. Reliever or starter Ricardo Brizuela walked the bases loaded with two outs, and then Figueroa got the knock. Cody Miller leading off the third. Miller lined out to the fence his first time up. A leaping catch by Eli Brown took away a base hit. First pitch of the inning from Brizuela, low and outside, ball one. Off-speed checks in at 78. After Ricardo had 13 pitches in the first, he needed 23 to get through his second. 1-0, outside corner and a late call of strike from Parker Powell. That was 87 on the sinking fastball. That's been the most used pitch for Brizuela. 1-1 is driven out to center field right at Nathan Archer. And the leadoff man is put away for the third time. 101 off the bat for Cody, so he now has outs of 100 and 101. He's seeing Brizuela well, but without any success so far. Up steps Owen Carey for a second chance. First pitch changeup popped up towards the third base dugout. Hernandez, the catcher, chasing, and he can't get there. It one hops into the Green Jacket side. Carey well out in front of the off-speed. It was the changeup that got him to roll over to first and end inning number one. Carey 4-for-16 with four RBIs this week. Has a couple of extra base hits, including his second triple of the year. Brizuela's 0-1 is lunged out into center field again. Another hard hit ball to Archer. and another out. Ball dies very significantly here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It carries to the corners, but once you get out into the gaps, it is cavernous and canyonous. And Brizuela has taken advantage of the not-so-friendly confines. Gotten away with a lot of hard contact. Two up, two down for Juan Mateo. Lined out his first time up. Mateo sees strike one. First game of the week for Mateo, activated off the injured list today. At second today, he'll also play short and third. On the ground to his opposite number at second. Sprinkle on two hops over to first, and a quick bounce back inning for Brizuela. Needs just seven pitches to retire the Green Jackets in order. Three consecutive decently hard hit balls, the first two especially, but it's Reyes' turn to post a zero.
Augusta University Health System is now WellStar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, which means you get more. More personalized care for your whole health. More compassionate expertise. More seamless access to care at your convenience. Visit wellstar.org/Augusta to learn what more can mean for you. WellStar, more than healthcare, people care.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet Lula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Six up, six down for Jeremy Reyes. Allowed a leadoff single to Eli Brown. Got a double play and has not looked back. Arxi Hernandez leading off for the Cannonballers. One hit per side, but the Green Jackets have two runs. Two Kannapolis is zero. Ballers have allowed the first run of the game to their opposite number in all four games this week. Reyes out of the windup to begin. First pitch slider, inside corner. Reyes continuously getting ahead of hitters. That's been the big key for him all season long. 0-1. Down to one knee, Hernandez flies it down the right field side. Olsovsky chasing over. It's out of play. Nothing and two on Arxi Hernandez. Not to be confused with the catcher, Rony Hernandez, who grounded into that double play. Arxi starting for the fourth straight game. He's 3-for-10. 0-2 pitch. And down he goes on the breaking ball. Reyes went to the cutter. He's starting to feature that pitch a bit more and has struck out four in his first seven batters. It's a very volatile series of outcomes for Jeremy. You never quite know which version you're going to get, but he is ahead of schedule at 19 years old, and there are so many tools to dream on the mound. Here's Adrian Heal. First pitch swinging. The DH pops it into shallow left center. Four fielders converge. Eric Hartman, the center fielder, rightly takes priority and makes the catch. You had Hartman, Carey, Miller, and Mateo all in the vicinity. Rather have too many bodies than not enough, as long as they don't collide. Dan Gertner clenches every time you see more than one player going for the same baseball, but the play was made. Two up, two down. Reyes looking for another 1-2-3 inning. Nathan Archer in his way. Showed bunt with the third baseman back, but the slider misses inside. Figueroa was playing off the line and decently deep. Archer not squaring around here. Slider out 2-0. Archer 1-for-10 this week with six strikeouts. He's second on the team in Ks with 110. Puts a drive into this one. Deep right field. Guanipa at the wall. Leaping. Makes the catch. Right in front of the fence. Ball is really not flying tonight. Guanipa makes a heck of a play up against the Destination Boat Club sign against the wall. No vacation, no picnic there. Nine up, nine down for Reyes.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Luis Guanipa begins the fourth inning at bat. Two ones on one hit and no errors for Augusta. No runs, one hit, no error for Kannapolis. Guanipa grounded out to short on a 3-0 pitch his last time up. Ricardo Brizuela back for the fourth. Looking to get an out in inning number four for the first time in his last four starts. First pitch to Guanipa, and the right fielder chases strike one. Guanipa made that great leaping catch up against the wall in right to end the bottom of the third. Turns right around and swings. 0-1 slider outside to even the count. Guanipa hitting 260 on the year. First full season with the Jackets at 19 years of age. High slider 2-1. Can get a little shifty with his feet in the right-handed box. He also has been experimenting with a no-stride type of swing. 2-1 delivery, guided out to right field, directly to his opposite number, Wolko, and it's another out in the air off of Brizuela. This is the kind of game that you want to pitch to contact in, as we have seen both starters get away with hard-hit baseballs that have been caught at or against the wall. Green Jackets continue to hit Brizuela hard with minimal to show for it. Here's Hayden Fries. Walked and scored his last time up. Fries' first pitch swinging, deposits this into center. A diving attempt from Archer, and he can't get it. Fries stuttering between first and second, got a slow turn around the base, and so he will hustle back to first. It's a long single for Hayden, but Fries does grab his first hit of the week. Another hard hit ball at 99 off the barrel. And nearly another highlight reel catch for Kannapolis' outfield. This is the best defense in single A by fielding percentage with the fewest errors. One on, one out for Joe Olsovsky. He takes ball one off the outer corner. Save for a three-error first inning on Wednesday, Kannapolis has lived up to that billing defensively. Freeze shuffles off of first, 1-0. Outside once again, Brizuela spinning off the mound to his glove side. Told you Brizuela has not gone more than 60 pitches in his last four games. He is at 50 with that miss. Hitters count for Olsovsky, who was hit by a pitch last time. Takes it outside again. Three straight non-competitive misses for Brizuela. And Joe, who's already been on once with a free pass, has a chance for another. The 3-0. Inside corner taken for a strike. Reliever heading down to the bullpen for the Cannonballers. It is Marco Barrios who threw two nights ago. Brizuela picks over to first unsuccessfully. Barrios worked a 1-2-3 inning after Wednesday's starter Luis Reyes went just one and then was lifted to stay fresh for the weekend. 3-1 pitch, called strike outer corner. Well-located sinker. And on five straight takes, Brizuela has a 3-2 count against Olsowski. Joe will use his timeout. Flags have quieted down and left. Has not been much breeze to speak of tonight. Humid afternoon turning into a slightly cooler evening. Brizuela, deep breath, another pick over, and freezes in with the tag. Hayden has not attempted a steal as a pro, but Brizuela continuing to be cognizant of him over there. Jackets up 2-0 already. Payoff pitch. Popped out into shallow center field. Archer's underneath it, and there are two outs. High slider, too close to take, but Joe was way out in front of it. And Brizuela, after he posted a quality start against Augusta back in April, has rolled through 3 2/3. Colin Burgess walked his last time up. The rare lapse in command in the second penalized Brizuela for those two runs. Since then, he's been great. Burgess, first pitch swinging, pops it up to right field. George Wilco chasing towards the line, and he gets there a couple steps before he crosses into foul territory. Another quick inning for Brizuela. Green Jackets, not a lot to write home about on the offensive side, but they're still in front, 2-0.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Augusta University Health System is now WellStar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia. Having one healthcare system means more. More personalized care for your whole health. More compassionate expertise from doctors and specialists you trust. With over 400 locations across Georgia, WellStar offers more seamless access to world-class care when and where you need it. And more support at every step of your healthcare journey. Now that Augusta University Health System is WellStar, we've combined the proud legacy of one of Georgia's top teaching hospitals with the advanced expertise and genuine compassion of the WellStar Healthcare System. Together, we're delivering more, so you get more of what truly matters. Visit wellstar.org/Augusta to learn what more can mean for you. WellStar, more than healthcare, people care.
Jeremy Reyes has faced the minimum in three scoreless innings and done so on just 28 pitches on a day where both teams were looking for their starters to give length, with the bullpens having been heavily utilized in the first half of the series. Both starters have stepped up to fit the bill through 3.5. Kannapolis at the top of their order. Eli Brown is the only man to reach. Began the first inning with a single before an inning-ending double play. Former Mercer Bear steps into the left-handed box, and on a check swing, he is told that he went around by Nicholas Sexton, the field umpire. Got jammed on the cutter. No balls and a strike on Brown. Has played all over the outfield as a pro. Puts this one on the ground to first base. Olsowski to his right. Flips to Reyes, who loses the hat but makes the out. Leadoff man put away, and Reyes has retired 9 straight with 10 outs in that time. Jordan Sprinkle was the first of 4 K victims for Reyes first time through. As many strikeouts in his first 2 1/3 as he had in any of his last couple starts. First pitch of Sprinkle's second chance. Called strike at the letters. Cutter at 89. And now Gabriel Rodriguez is in the bullpen for the Cannonballers. 0-1, Sprinkle muscles it out to right field. Guanipa charging in, can't get there. It's a one-out single for Jordan Sprinkle. Guanipa just pulled up at the last second, playing that conservatively, but not necessarily the hitter you want to do that with. as Sprinkle, who leads the team in steals with 41, which is a Cannonballer single-season record, is now aboard. Sprinkle, 3 of 4 stealing this week, 41 of 46 this year. And Burgess has caught just 11 of 63 base stealers this year. Sprinkle leaning towards second. Pickoff from Reyes, not in time. Monitoring the situation over there before Rony Hernandez steps in. Rony grounded into an inning-ending double play last time up. Sprinkle, the first base runner since the first for Kannapolis. Jeremy comes home. Fastball outside on a slide step. Figueroa and Olsovsky on the corners. Miller and Mateo are the double play combo. And everybody but Joe Olsovsky are pinched towards the middle. 1-0 on Rony. Runner breaks for second. Fastball outside. Burgess's throw is high and not in time. Good jump for Sprinkle. High throw from Collin. And a 2-0 count on Hernandez with the opening run for the home team in scoring position. Reyes can focus a bit more of his attention now on the batter. Miller holding the runner on at second. In the dirt, good block from Burgess. Spiked the changeup for ball three. Jeremy has not walked a batter yet, but he's onto a three-ball count for just the second time. Walk would put the tying run aboard for George Wilco. Reyes, two looks at second, picks out that way. Sprinkle takes off for third, throw to Figueroa. Time is called. And they're going to say that Figueroa blocked the base. He did not give the runner a lane, and Nicholas Saxton says he is safe. Winston Sawyer's out to argue. That is a rule that has not been heavily enforced this year. But Saxton took a long pause. Figueroa was straddling the base. The runner tried to slide between his legs and Lakehair in disbelief. Cody Miller is trying to demonstrate to the field umpire how spread Figueroa's legs were. And Sawyer doing all the talking with Nicholas Saxton. Burgess put a decent throw in, started the pickoff play. Sprinkle was dead to rights at third, but the third base umpire bails him out, and Sprinkle is safe. So now the opening run 90 feet away. Almost a second boneheaded base running mistake in as many nights for Sprinkle. Instead, he's safe on the technicality. 3-0 on Rony Hernandez. Down the middle, strike one. Hernandez has 28 RBIs this year. Looking to add on to that total with Sprinkle at third. Infield is back. This is deposited out to deep left center field. Carey and Hartman chasing towards the track. Hartman runs it down, and Sprinkle will score. So the call from Nicholas Saxton comes up big. It enables the run to score and gives Hernandez a sac fly. 2-1 ball game in the bottom of the fourth. Clean slate for George Wilco with two outs. Reyes back into the windup. Wilco thought about the bunt, and it missed inside with the slider, 1-0. Scoreboard put up strike. Perhaps they thought that Wilco offered at it. Certainly offered at the next pitch, a changeup in the dirt. And it's 0-2. So Wilco did not get the bat back on the first pitch, despite it being way inside. And now it's an 0-2 count on the swing-happy right fielder. Reyes the pitch, low and inside. Gabriel Rodriguez has been throwing this entire half inning in the bullpen. See if he comes on for the fifth to replace Brizuela. 1-2. Outside and speared by Burgess. Cannonballers have cut the deficit in half, 2-1 in the bottom of the fourth. A single, two steals, and a sack fly, manufacturing the team's first run. Fastball down, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilco has worked the count full. Reyes trying to avoid walk number one of the day. Swing and a miss. Down goes Wilco. Back to the slider. And George strikes out for the second time. Ballers get on the board. Green Jackets still in front. 2-1 game after 4 innings.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Green Jackets looking to answer back in the top of the fifth. Saw their 2-0 lead melt down to 2-1, and they will face Gabriel Rodriguez, the first reliever of the game. Rodriguez replacing Ricardo Brizuela, who ends with 4 innings, 2 hits and 2 runs. Brizuela walked 2 and struck out just 1 batter. It was the first man he faced, Eric Hartman. Leiker Figueroa leads off against the 21-year-old right-hander. Rodriguez, 24th appearance, 20th out of the bullpen this year. First pitch to Figueroa is bunted off of home plate in fair territory. Hernandez hurries it to first and in time gets Figueroa by a half step. Lots of quick outs for Augusta today. That's a one-pitch, one-out start for Rodriguez, who has gone up to 4 innings as of late. He is a definitive long reliever, and Leiker put that bunt straight into the plate. If that gets a bit down the line, he's likely safe. Here's Eric Hartman, and he takes ball 1. Changeup missed inside. Rodriguez a 4.31 ERA this year with less than a strikeout per inning. Hartman chops the changeup foul, 1-1. First season in full year ball for Gabriel Rodriguez. Spent all of last year in the Arizona Complex League. 1-1. Hard hit on the ground right to the second baseman Sprinkle. Easy play for him. It's been an easy day at second base. 2 up, 2 down against Rodriguez. Green Jackets have 2 hits in the game. The RBI single from Figueroa in the second and a 1-out single from Fries in the fourth. Offenses have been put at a paramount so far. 2 out, nobody on for Cody Miller. Miller takes ball 1 outside. Cody's hit the ball hard twice, but is 0 for 2. A pair of lineouts for the right-hander. Outside once again, this time with the cutter. Fastball cutter, changeup for Rodriguez, who missed all of last year with an injury, but has bounced back rather well. Big swing and a miss for Cody on the 2-0 fastball. Good life on the fastball at the top of the zone. Miller will reset as Rodriguez was looking to work fast. He has had a very quick pace to him this inning. 2-1 pitch. Low and outside, ball 3. Back to that cutter. Unsuccessful. Looking to slow Rodriguez's roll and put the speedy Miller aboard with 2 outs. 3-1. Big swing and a miss. Fastball underneath the barrel, and the count goes full. Righties have hit Rodriguez very well this year. 307. Lefties, though, just 196. 3-2 to the righty Miller, and he fouls it out of play to stay alive. Rodriguez has not allowed an earned run in the month of August across seven innings, including tonight. Seventh pitch of the at-bat. Fouled away. There was the changeup fluttering in from the right side. And it spins out towards the parking lot. Good battle between Rodriguez and Miller. The eighth pitch of the at-bat. Misses inside. Ball four. A two-out walk puts Cody aboard for the first time. And Rodriguez has allowed his first base runner. That walk brought to you by Laziza Mediterranean Grill. When you're in downtown Augusta, walk on over to Laziza and make your day delicious. Two-out shot for Owen Carey, the lefty. First pitch called a strike high and tight. Was about a ball and a half up and a half ball in. But Parker Powell rewards the pitch and rewards the frame from Hernandez. 0-1 on Carey. Swings over top of the change. Back pick to first. Not in time. Rony Hernandez just loves to throw the ball around the infield. He will pick to any base at any time. Carey, who's 0-2, is now down 0-2 in the count. That changeup has had great success for Rodriguez. Fastball punched out to left center field. Archer glides over. And despite the two-out walk, Rodriguez has a hitless first inning of relief. Bats stay quiet for Augusta, have been for the last couple innings. Jeremy Ray has back out. Green Jackets leading 2-1 halfway through.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours, and of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Both sides blistering through the early goings. It's a 2-1 game in the bottom of the fifth. Green Jackets scored two in the second, courtesy of Lakehair Figueroa. Kannapolis a sack fly in the bottom of the fourth, and those are the only runs to speak of for either team. Green Jackets trying to tie their longest win streak of the year. This would be their sixth consecutive W. Kannapolis looking to avoid a six-game losing streak. Anthony DiPino leading off the inning. He'll take ball one outside. Right-handed first baseman faces Jeremy Reyes for a second time. DiPino flew out his first time up. Fastball inside 2-0. Reyes 43 pitches in his first four innings, but falling behind to start off the fifth. 2-0 to DiPino is hammered down the left field line, but that will hook foul up towards the picnic pavilion. 1-11 off the bat of Anthony DiPino. He got into that one, but was too far turned on the inside fastball. See where Reyes goes off of it. It's another pitch at the knees, this one with the cutter, and it's taken for a called strike two. As that cutter continues to improve, Reyes getting better and better. 2-2 pitch in the dirt, ball three. Went right back to the cut fastball. but could not entice a chase. Reyes threw that a little too hard, it almost looked like. Overbearing. Full count on DePino. Breaking ball inside off the inner corner, and it's a leadoff walk for Anthony DePino. Cannonballers draw their first walk of the day. Reyes, whose command has been better tonight than his last couple of outings, finally concedes the walk. And it leads off the bottom of the fifth. Tying run aboard with nobody out. Colby Shelton will bat. Lakehair Figueroa playing in at third for the bunt. Reyes out of the stretch. Shelton tips it foul. Nothing in one. DePino is 2 of 2 stealing this year. He's only played 10 games. Seventh round pick out of Rhode Island. Reyes picks over. Runner was leaning a bit, but DePino gets in just ahead of Olsovsky's tag. Feet were still going towards second as the body tried to return to first. Nothing in one on the left-hander Shelton. Reyes misses low and inside with the changeup. Everything Jeremy throws is very firm. Fastball up to 97, sinker to 92. Cutter and changeup in the upper 80s and a slider in the mid-8s. Ball and a strike. Infield in double play depth. Outside corner with the breaking ball. 1 and 2. A little bit extra from Parker Powell, but he has given that to both teams. Now Figueroa backs up at third. Shelton waving the tan bat back and forth. Tips the low pitch out of play. Went after the changeup below the knees. And off the end of the stick, he's able to keep it going. Tying run on base with nobody out in the fifth. Arxi Hernandez is on deck. Shelton, who struck out swinging last time up, awaits the 1-2 from Reyes. Long look at first, he comes home. Outside corner, called, strike three. Backdoor cutter, and Shelton's down on strikes for the second time. 6 Ks for Jeremy and 4 1/3. One on, one out for Arxi Hernandez, who struck out himself to open the third. DePino remains at first base. Reyes rocks to a stop, 3 looks at first, and finds the knees for a called strike one. Sinker at 92. Seen the sinker more to right-handers than to lefties. Reyes has been trying to use the cutter to opposite-handed hitters. 0-1 on Arxi. Chases the breaking ball in the dirt. Violent swing from Hernandez, who has a ton of natural power but has not shown much in-game power this year. Arxi does not have a home run in his second season with Kannapolis, although he did spend some time up the ladder in Winston-Salem. Reyes picks to first, DePino in with another head-first dive. Jeremy continues to be cognizant of his run game, trying to help out Burgess, should DePino look to go. Wide open on the right side of the infield. Nothing in two on Hernandez. Popped up on the infield grass. Olsovsky to his right, called off by Mateo. And Juan Mateo asserts his authority for the second out. Looked like the cutter jammed Arxi a little bit. Back-to-back batters retired. Adrian Heal will step up. As the bat dog comes out, gets the lumber, gets a round of applause. Growing phenomenon in the Carolina League. Kannapolis, Myrtle Beach, Fredericksburg all leaning into the trend of the bat dog. Tying run still at first after the leadoff walk to DePino. Heal fouls the first pitch he sees towards Augusta's dugout. Samuel Mejia couldn't make the play, leaning over the front step. And so one of the Green Jacket relievers has to hustle onto the field of play to grab that. Heal a deep bend at the knees from the right side. On his toes, the 0-1 pitch is cut through and missed. This is the first time that Reyes has truly featured that cutter as a prominent pitch. And it is working in its initial debut. Righties and lefties alike falling victim. 0-2 on Heal. Reyes from the belt. Got him swinging. Jeremy Reyes, 7 strikeouts, 5 one-run innings for the 19-year-old righty. He has kept the ballers at bay, and the Jackets remain in front by 1 in this pitcher's duel.
Augusta University Health System is now WellStar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, which means you get more. More personalized care for your whole health. More compassionate expertise. More seamless access to care at your convenience. Visit wellstar.org/Augusta to learn what more can mean for you. WellStar, more than healthcare, people care.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Gabriel Rodriguez had a hitless first inning of relief, allowed a 2-out walk to Cody Miller, but then kept the Jackets at bay by getting Carey to pop up. Juan Mateo leads off the top of the 6th. You're listening on the Green Jacket Radio Network. I'm Noah Adcock-Howeth. Mateo against Rodriguez. First pitch swing from the young lefty, and he loops the off-speed back out of play. Nothing in one. Mateo has flown out to center and grounded out to second in 2 chances. First game off the IL for him. Mateo chases the changeup. No balls and 2 strikes. Jackets have 4 lefties and 5 righties in the order today, and Rodriguez continues to make short work of the left-handers. Mateo calls for time. Rodriguez with very notable reverse splits, primarily due to that changeup's effectiveness. 0-2 misses high, tripled up on the change, and that is far from uncommon for Rodriguez. 5th-year member of the White Sox organization, 1-2 pitch, backside line drive, goes into the Green Jacket dugout. Went upstairs. See if he goes back there. High fastball taken for ball 1 at 93. So change up low, cutter high, and then the fastball even higher. 2-2, beg your pardon. And Mateo bounces this one up the middle past a diving sprinkle for a base hit. Mateo's got his first knock in his return. And the Green Jackets have the leadoff man on for the first time today. Mateo just continues to swing the bat well. Has now hit safely in 6 of his last 8 games. And Juan does run well. He's 3 of 4 stealing this year. Here's Luis Guanipa, who's 0 for 2. Lined out to right last time. Quick pitch and a high fastball called for a strike. Rodriguez signed out of Santa Teresa del Tuy in Venezuela. 2 years in the DSL, 1 in the rookie complex league before injury. Guanipa under the high heat, 0-2. Gabriel was on the development list at the beginning of April. This is his 2nd appearance against the Green Jackets. He's got Guanipa behind 0-2 after 2 high heaters. Target even higher. Guanipa adjusts and lays off. In his outing against the Jackets, Rodriguez 2 2/3, 1 hit, 1 run, but he did walk 3 batters and hit another. 1-2, Guanipa muscles it out to right center field. Archer was playing the other way, and so it falls for a base hit. Mateo looking to go 1st to 3rd. He got a great turnaround 2nd, and he's in without a throw. Back-to-back hits for Mateo and Guanipa, the young middle of the order, setting the stage for Hayden Fries. Guanipa's hit streak has reached 8. His on-base streak has reached 10. Both are the longest of his pro career. These are two crucial runners for the Green Jackets as they try to help out their starter. Jeremy Reyes has had a heck of a day through 5 innings, but you'd like to give him more than a one-run cushion. Fries has walked, singled, and scored. Only starter to get on base twice. First pitch off-speed bounces in, changeup at 82. Guanipa is 2-for-3 stealing. He does have a stolen base this week. Rony Hernandez hops in front of home and relays the first and third signs. Corners halfway in, middle back thinking about the double play. 1-0 on Fries. Muscled down to the left side. Shelton will backhand. His only play is at first, and Fries is retired on the RBI ground out. Inside out swing between Hernandez and Shelton. Mateo comes across to score, and Fries' fourth RBI of the season makes it a 3-1 game. Not an easy play for Shelton by any stretch, throwing across his body. Guanipa into scoring position for Joe Olsovsky. Joe's 0-for-1 with a hit-by-pitch. Rodriguez looks out at second, fires the fastball in and gets the call off the outside corner. Two balls out, but that's been there. Sprinkle in the pocket of Guanipa. Luis looking to get an extensive secondary against Rodriguez. 0-1. Hard hit through the left side, a base knock. Guanipa gets a stop sign at third, and Olsovsky's first hit of the day puts men at the corners once more. 3 singles in the inning against Gabriel Rodriguez. And yet again during this win streak, the bottom of the order is attacking a reliever. 5 through 9 in all 5 games won in a row by Augusta have been leading the charge. First and third, one in and one out for Colin Burgess, who's 0-for-1. Popped up to right field last time. Burgess, first pitch swinging, a soft liner up the middle, and it's caught by Shelton right behind the second base bag. Burgess got jammed. He is quickly retired on one pitch. The Green Jackets continue to be hyper-aggressive, and that time it comes back to bite them. Burgess unable to get the run home. Lake Hare Figueroa, who's 1-for-2 with 2 RBIs, will try to score Guanipa. First pitch slider is up, 1-0. It's a cut slider for Rodriguez around 80 miles an hour. Base hit will score Guanipa. Something to the gap could bring home Olsovsky. 1-0. Inside corner. Evens the count at 1. Joe swiped a base yesterday. He's 3-of-3 since joining the Green Jackets. Augusta has not attempted a steal tonight. Pitch inside, ball 2. Rodriguez very quick to home plate. Very quick in general. He is just speed running through these couple of innings. Get the ball, come set, immediately ready to go. Teal glove at the belt for the right-hander. Down low, ball 3. Good patience from Figueroa. Under the twilight sky, pink and blue dotting the clouds behind center field. Green Jackets have pushed one across to regain a 2-run advantage. It's 3-1 in the 6th. Plus 2 count for Lake Hare, and he takes ball 4 outside. Figueroa draws the walk, and the bases are loaded for Eric Hartman. Second walk issued by Rodriguez, 4th drawn by Augusta's batters. And now Hartman will look to shake off his 0-for-3. Grounded out to second last time up against Rodriguez on a wicked changeup. And Rodriguez steps off as Jacob Doris, the pitching coach, heads out to the mound. There's nobody up in the bullpen yet for Kannapolis, but it looks like Marco Barrios is ready to go that way. Barrios began throwing in the second inning, and now he's heading down to the pen once more in the 6th. Starter Ricardo Brizuela got through four innings, two hits and two runs, tied with Justin Sinibaldi, who went four on Tuesday for the longest start by a Cannonballer this series. Reyes has gone through five. That's what Bagwell got through on Tuesday. But with nobody moving in Augusta's pen and Reyes at 60 pitches, Jeremy will go out for at least one more inning. He's been up to 81 pitches this year. Big at bat between Rodriguez and Hartman. Eric 0-for-3. First pitch changeup outside. Guanipa at third, Olsovsky at second, both of whom singled, and Figueroa at first after the two-out walk. Nowhere to put Hartman. 1-0 swung through on the changeup. Hartman out in front. Changeup down the center of the zone, but Rodriguez pulls the string. Hartman, the seventh batter of this inning. 1-1 count on the center fielder. Low with the change ball, too. That's a veteran take from the 19-year-old Hartman. We have said that a lot. A bunch of young hitters playing beyond their age for the Green Jackets this summer. Rodriguez behind 2-1. Inside, nearly got a piece of Hartman. Back foot slider ended up around the left thigh, and it was backhanded by Hernandez. There is nowhere for Gabriel Rodriguez to send Hartman. The bases are loaded, and a walk is a run. 3-1 count for Hartman. Big swing and a miss. Fastball down the middle, and Hartman was swinging for glory. He'll go to the timeout before the biggest pitch of the night. One run already home, but can Rodriguez strand the bases loaded? All three runners will be moving. The payoff pitch to Hartman. Inside, ball four, and Rodriguez walks in a run. RBI walk for Hartman. Guanipa scores, and the Green Jackets are up 4-1. Eric's 38th RBI of the year, third of the week on just his second walk. And Cody Miller will bat, but he will have to wait as Chad Pinder is coming out to the mound. He is going to take the ball from Gabriel Rodriguez, who goes just an inning and two-thirds before being taken out after a lengthy second inning. It will be Marco Barrios in just his second single-A appearance, trying to keep Kannapolis within reach in the late frames.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
19-year-old Marco Barrios will take the ball for the second time in 3 days, made his single-A debut on Wednesday, and worked a 1-2-3 second. Comes in with the bases loaded, two out, and his team down three. He'll face Cody Miller, who's 0-for-2, and walked his last time up. Barrios had a 4.56 ERA in the complex this year with good command numbers. Starting out against Miller. And time is called. Pitch timer violation on Barrios before his first pitch. Marco throws his hands up in disagreement. Pitch missed way inside anyway, so it was going to be 1-0 no matter what. But Barrios slowly into his windup. He's got a very deliberate leg kick. Leg goes up very slowly. Up it goes. Here comes the pitch. And Miller takes strike one off the outside corner. Barrios, six straight scoreless outings as a reliever in the complex and then went scoreless in his debut two nights ago. For now, he's just looking to strand three. Pitch clock counting down. It's at two. The 1-1. Slider rolled back softly to the mound. Barrios going to have to field his position, and he gets Miller by a step. Cody over top of the breaking ball, leaves the bases loaded, but the Green Jackets tack on two more, and Augusta leads 4-1 halfway through the sixth.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Green Jackets by three, 4-1 lead in the bottom of the sixth inning. Jeremy Reyes looking to go through six for just the third time in his pro career. He has done it in two of his last five starts. And Reyes, after a triad of command-deficient outings, he walked three or more and went four innings of less in each of his last three games. He has bounced back in a big way. Nathan Archer leads off for the Cannonballers. 9-1-2 due up for Kannapolis. A run, two hits, and no errors for the home side. Four runs, five hits, and an error for Augusta. And Reyes steps off before the first pitch. He could not get on the same page as Burgess. And so Colin hustles out for a quick conversation. Lakehair Figueroa will come in from third as well, acting as a middleman just in case a translation is needed. Generally, that role is served in mound visits by pitching coach Elvin Nina. Figueroa holding his hand up. He's trying to not have to bring anything in, but now Winston Sawyer is walking out towards the mound and not certain what this is about. Figueroa and Burgess were both looking into the dugout quickly. Winston walked out with something. And now all of the infield will come together. Nathan Archer is the scheduled batter. And it looks like it was a simple Band-Aid situation. Might have cut open a finger on the glove hand. Reyes appears to be all right, and now he can face Nathan Archer. No count, nobody on. First pitch of the bottom of the sixth is chopped right back to the mound, so Reyes will take that Band-Aid to good use, and he uses it efficiently. One pitch, one out to start the sixth. 61 pitches for Jeremy through 5 1/3 is as efficient as we have seen Reyes in his career. He's gone up to 86 pitches this year. That was in 4 2/3 back against Fayetteville on June 8th. Eli Brown up for a third time. He will take ball one outside. Brown has singled and grounded out. One of only two Kannapolis hits today. The other was Jordan Sprinkle, and he led to the first run. Reyes 1-0. Called strike off the outside corner. Another backdoor breaking ball as Reyes continues to live outside to lefties. Brown holding the hands close to the body. 1-1 pitch. Gets a call off the outside corner again. Burgess frames up 94, and he has stolen back-to-back strikes for his pitcher. Archer steps out and resets, adjusts the blue helmet, and digs back in. Widens out and shortens up. 1-2. Tipped foul. Reyes, 7 strikeouts in 5 1/3. The only run that came across was counted as unearned, because the Green Jackets were retroactively hit with an error. Brown goes down swinging on the fastball. Sinker inside edge, and Brown now has struck out for the first time. Make it 8 Ks for Reyes, tying his career high. But going back to where the error was, Jordan Sprinkle was originally given a stolen base of third. It was changed to an interference error. First pitch to Sprinkle, taken for strike one. So Lakehair gets an E5. And there is no stolen base because he was only safe due to the interference call. 0-1 slider flown out to left center field. Owen Carey in front of the track makes the catch. And Jeremy Reyes has gone 6 one-run innings here in Kannapolis tonight. A brilliant performance, and there's a chance that he's not done yet.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Marco Barrios came in and stranded the bases loaded in the top of the sixth. Two runs had already come home, and so it is still a 4-1 game in favor of Augusta as we move on to the top of the seventh. Still nobody up in Augusta's bullpen. Jeremy Reyes has tied his career high with 8 Ks in 6 innings. See how much further he can go. Owen Carey leads off the seventh, only man to not bat last inning. Barrio's first pitch of the frame is fouled back on a hefty swing from the lefty. Carey doubled yesterday, his second extra base hit of the week, and he is now second in the Carolina League in two baggers with 23. For a 19-year-old, a 15th round pick, this summer has been a revelation on many levels. Brizuela's 0-1. Is bounced up the middle. Sprinkle backhands it at second. Carey running hard, but he's out by a step. Carey's 23 doubles are tied for second with Caleb Bonimer. Kannapolis' shortstop, who's been on the shelf all week, and two behind Hickory's Maxton Martin. Martin's also the only player in the league with more hits than Carey. 104 to Owens 101. Here's Juan Mateo. He's 1 for 3 today. Singled and scored last time up against Gabriel Rodriguez. First pitch fastball fouled back. Rodriguez final line, an inning and 2/3, 3 hits, 3 walks, and 2 runs. So both starter and reliever giving up 2 to the Green Jackets. Augusta looking for their 6th straight win overall and 4th straight here in Kannapolis. Mateo skies it out to right field. Wolko with time and space makes the play. 2 up, 2 down for Barrios, who has not allowed a base runner to reach in any of the 6 plate appearances from the Green Jackets against him this week. Luis Guanipa singled and scored last time up. He's looking to change that. Barrios just mixing locations, has 4 good pitches to work with. And the Green Jackets haven't really had an answer for him. First pitch cutter misses low, 1-0. Barrios has good spin on the fastball, cutter, and slider. Gives a bit of extra tightness to each of those pitches. Guanipa crowding the plate as he so often does. Takes a fastball at the knees, called strike. 92, maybe half a ball down, but that's been there. Parker Powell's zone has been pitcher friendly all night. Guanipa spins the cherry red bat back over the right shoulder. Ready for the 1-1. Swung on and laced out to left field. Chasing in is Eli Brown, and it's a hard hit out number 3. 1-2-3 frame for Barrios. He's gone perfect through 4 batters. And Jeremy Reyes, for the first time in his professional career, is set to head out to the mound for inning number 7.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with auto pay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours, and of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Jeremy Reyes just now getting off the mound for his warm-ups after God Bless America was sung during the 7th inning stretch. Gives us a chance to roll around the Carolina League scoreboard while he gets loose. Up in the Northern Division, Delmarva leading Lynchburg 1-0 in the top of the 8th. Shorebirds looking to shake off a 5-game losing streak, which is tied with Kannapolis for the longest active skid in the league. Fredericksburg up 1-0 in the top of the 6th at home against Salem. Fred Nats opened the day 2.5 games back of Carolina for first place in the North. Carolina, meanwhile, down 5-2 in Fayetteville in the bottom of inning number 5. Mudcats have seen a couple key promotions, and so they're not quite the same team that they were even a few weeks ago. On the southern side, right now, Hickory is 5 games back, and Augusta is 6 back of Myrtle Beach, with the River Dogs a half game behind the Green Jackets. Hickory and Charleston are facing each other this week, and the Crawdads lead 3-2 in the top of inning number 6. Top-ranked Myrtle Beach is playing the last-place Columbia Fireflies, who did win the first half, so that's a potential playoff preview. Columbia had won the last 2 nights, but they are not helping out Augusta tonight. Pelicans are up 7-0 in the top of the sixth. Justin Florentino, who was called up at the beginning of June and has been the best arm in the league since being recalled, went 5 scoreless innings with just 3 hits so far on the mound for Myrtle Beach. Florentino has a 1.69 ERA this year with the Pelicans. And he has just blown through his first season of stateside baseball. Back here in Kannapolis, Rony Hernandez steps in to lead off the bottom of the seventh. First pitch from Jeremy Reyes comes in and nearly hits the left-hander, ball one. Reyes officially now into the longest outing of his pro career. By innings, not by pitches. Fastball popped down the left-hand side and out of play, 1-1. Juan Sanchez is up in Augusta's bullpen. With a 3-run lead, the Green Jackets being tentative. Reyes trying to race through this inning. 1-1 to Roney. Outside just off the corner. On the cutter at 88. Did not miss by much, but could not quite get the frame. Hitters count for Hernandez, who's 0-1. Outside, ball 3. Jeremy's gone up to 86 pitches this year. He's at 72 through 6+. Tying his career high with 8 Ks. 3-1. Outside corner, went to the slider rather than the cutter and found the edge. A series of takes for Hernandez, who has the team's only RBI. Hernandez is granted a late call of time and will step out. George Wolko, Anthony DePino on deck, middle of the order in what could be their last chance. Looking to spring against Reyes, the payoff. Swing and a miss. Down goes Roni. Another breaking ball, and Jeremy has a career-high 9 strikeouts in 6 1/3. The best outing of his professional career, and it's not over yet. George Wolko has struck out twice on breaking balls. Lefty steps in for a third chance and is a mile late on the fastball at 97. Pitch number 75 of the day, and Reyes still has 97 in the tank. As dominant an outing as we've seen from a Jacket this year. Outside, 1-1. Sanchez has been the premier late-inning option for Augusta, along with Trent Buchanan as of late. Trying to shorten his time necessary. Cutter down and out. 2 balls, 1 strike on Wolko. So Reyes has fallen behind every batter he's faced this inning, all 2 of them. Now the 2-1. George swings over top of the slider. When in doubt, all reliable with the breaking ball. 2-2. Reyes has tied the team high for most strikeouts in a single game with 9. Previously done by 3 different starters, including Raven Antonio. 2-2 pitch. Outside, ball 3. Good take on the cutter. Another full count. Wolko looking to reach for the first time. The payoff. Outside corner. Called strike 3. How about 10? Double-digit strikeouts for Reyes, and Winston Sawyer has no inclination of going to get him. Only 1 Green Jacket has gone 7 innings this year. That was Raven Antonio in a shortened 7-inning game. Anthony DePino is 0-1. Takes the fastball inside at 96. 10 strikeouts, only 1 walk for Jeremy Reyes. And 1 unearned run against. 1-0 pitch. At the knees, ball 2. A little bit down. Falling behind again. And DePino is quite the patient bat. Reyes from the windup. There's the slider. Called strike inside corner. This is deviously good pitching for Jeremy Reyes. 2-1. Hit hard down the left field line. Hooking towards the corner. Fair ball. That will be extra bases for DePino. He's hustling into second and is in with a feet first slide. Turned on the cutter and barreled it into the edge. First extra base hit of the night for Kannapolis. Just the third hit of the game. And Winston Sawyer is out of the dugout. So Reyes cannot get through seven. But he goes a career high 6 2/3. And a team high 10 strikeouts to boot. Sanchez coming in looking for the final out of the inning as the Green Jackets look to hold on to this lead in the late innings.
Augusta University Health System is now WellStar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, which means you get more. More personalized care for your whole health. More compassionate expertise. More seamless access to care at your convenience. Visit wellstar.org/Augusta to learn what more can mean for you. WellStar, more than healthcare, people care.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Jeremy Reyes, 6 2/3, 3 hits, an unearned run, and 10 strikeouts. He leaves with a man at second base and 2 down and hands the ball off to Juan Sanchez. First appearance this week for Sanchez, the long-limbed right-hander. Fastball and slider mix for him. And he will start off with the lefty Colby Shelton. First pitch fastball misses low and in at 96. Juan, 19 games, a 4.26 ERA. 0-1 with a save and over a strikeout per inning. Shelton 1-0 rolls it on the ground to first base. Two hops for Hayden Fries, and he takes it to the bag for out number 3. Sanchez comes on, strands DePino out at second, and ends the line officially for Jeremy Reyes.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Liam Paddock is the new arm on the mound for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 4-1 game in the top of the eighth. Jeremy Reyes' career day comes to a close, and he is in line for his second win of the year if his offense can help back him up and preserve this 3-run lead. Green Jackets will send Fries, Olsavsky, and Burgess to the bat. 6-7-8 against the lefty Paddock, who throws for a second time this series. Paddock last tossed on Tuesday, and in that ballgame went an inning and 2/3 with a hit, a walk, and a run allowed. Hayden Fries leads off. He's 1-for-2 with an RBI. Left on left and nearly got hit with the first pitch fastball. Tucked up and under the green jersey. Jackets have worn green all four games this week against the red and white of the Ballers on a Friday night. 1-0 to Fries. Called strike at the knees with the fastball. Evens the count. Fastball, sinker, changeup, slider, and curveball for Paddock, the former Gonzaga Bulldog, drafted in the 18th round last summer. Fries deep in the box. Paddock, crossbody delivery. Fired the fastball off the outer edge. 2-1. Paddock, the only left-hander in the bullpen for the Ballers, but Kannapolis does have a series of left-handed starters, a couple of which we have already seen. Fries ahead. And he loops this one into right center field for a base hit. Multi-hit day for Hayden. And he will stop after a big turn at first. Leadoff man on against Liam Paddock. Fries with his first career multi-hit game. Green Jackets have the leadoff runner on for just the second time tonight. Joe Olsavsky will try to manufacture home an extra run. Lefty starting Tuesday and last night in Sinibaldi and Sophie. First pitch to Olsavsky is taken for a called strike. Change up to the outside corner, 0-1. Olsavsky 1-for-2. He was also hit by a pitch back in the second inning. Paddock lifts high, comes home, checks swing, and without an appeal, Parker Powell says that Joe went around. Olsavsky will ask for a timeout. He wanted the appeal to be granted. Didn't get that one from Powell. Another lefty set to take the ball tomorrow in Grant Umberger. That will be a matchup of the two teams' most reliable starters, Umberger versus Raven Antonio. 0-2 pitch way outside with the change. And then Justin Sinibaldi, who started on Tuesday, will come back and take the ball in the finale on Sunday against Jacob Schaefer. Count 1-2. Paddock looks at first, now comes home. Olsavsky fires it foul to stay alive. 8 of 9 batters have reached today for the Green Jackets. Augusta 6 hits, 5 walks, and a hit by pitch. Drawn plenty of free passes this week against Kannapolis' bullpen. Another 2-strike pitch misses outside. Consistent with the off-speeds, moving away from the righty Olsavsky. Colin Burgess on deck, he's 0-for-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, nobody out in the top of the 8th. Fastball lined into left center field, that falls for a base hit. Fries a turnaround second, he will look for third, and he's in standing up. Back-to-back base hits from Fries and Olsavsky, and the team's 2 first basemen. Continue to compliment each other well. Paddock rudely greeted, and the Green Jackets have a chance for some extra insurance. Hasn't been a ton of barrels against Paddock this year. He's got a 4.46 ERA, but opponents are hitting just 162 against him. Problem has been command. He's walked 31 and hit 8 in 34 and a third. 2 on, nobody out for Colin Burgess. First pitch fastball missing outside, sinking towards the left-handed batter's box, causing Hernandez to backhand. Olsavsky, slightly above average speed at first, Fries a bit below at third. Burgess a pop-up, a line-out, and a walk drawn today. He's 4-for-8 this series. Paddock's 1-0 is missed low. Hernandez picks over to first. And Olsavsky's in head first. Hadn't seen Ronnie through 3 straight games, and so you figured Ronnie Hernandez was going to make up for all the lost time that he could have been backpicking. This is even more than he usually does. Burgess ahead 2-0. Paddock picks to first. Olsavsky in with the dive. Continues to draw attention from the battery. Burgess reaches down into the dirt behind home plate. Rubs some dirt on the bare hands. No batting glove for the former Gamecock. He's ahead 2-0. Paddock, a deep breath. Two looks at first, and he'll pick over again. Olsavsky once more is in safely. That one not as close as the first try. So that's two disengagements, and now Hernandez will step in front of the plate again to reset the signs. Green Jackets have led since the top of the second. Added two more in the sixth for a 4-1 lead. Burgess awaiting the delivery. Outside again, 3-0. Three straight misses, none of them remotely close for Liam Paddock. A walk would load the bases for Lake Hare Figueroa, who has two RBIs already tonight. Paddock one foot in front of the other. 3-0. Outside corner called strike at 91. On a day where Elvin Nina, the pitching coach, said that the Green Jackets needed to get length from their starter, as time is called, the catcher Hernandez goes out to the mound. He and Paddock are reading from completely different books right now, much less on the same page. Jeremy responded by going a career-high 6 2/3. Juan Sanchez was the first man out of the pen. Now he has gone up to 2 1/3 this year. He would have to match that in order to be the only arm utilized. That would save Jackson Danley for tomorrow. Burgess still ahead 3-1, very deep in the right-handed box. Another pick over to first. Time is called. That is the third disengagement, and that is a balk. Paddock didn't know the rules, or somehow he forgot. He just balked in a run. It's been a long week for everybody. And deep into the evening hours, Paddock just went to sleep on himself. Third disengagement, nowhere close to the successful pick. And it is 5-1. Olsavsky up to second. Pitch to Burgess. Swung through and missed. Good breaking ball. That's only the second time this year we have seen a balk due to a pitch timer disengagement violation. And first one in the Green Jackets' favor. 3-2 breaking ball inside, and Colin Burgess has a multi-walk day. That's his first of the year. Paddock has looked out of sorts. Single, single, balk, and walk, and Chad Pinder is going out to the mound. He's not making a move. There's nobody in the bullpen. Jacob Doris, the pitching coach, has worn out a path between the first base dugout and the pitcher's mound this week. And the first-year skipper and former big leaguer Chad Pinder taking matters into his own hands. Hale Sims is stretching out in the dugout quickly. He would likely be the next reliever. And if he has to come into this game in either the eighth or ninth, it would be the fourth straight game in which Kannapolis uses four relievers or more. Two on, nobody out for Lake Hare Figueroa. Figueroa 1-for-2 with a 2 RBI single last time up. First start of the week for Figueroa. And he watches strike one go by on the outer third. Figueroa hits in 7 of his last 8 games. Not a ton of opportunities in a very crowded infield of late, but he has maximized each one. Paddock a deep breath and delivers. Figueroa spins the slider foul. High spin breaking ball. Ended up in the middle of the zone. Sanchez got the last out of the 7th for Augusta. Nobody in their pen, so the Green Jackets will put him back on the mound. Long layoff already. Figueroa widens out on 0-2. And chops it foul towards the third base coaching box. We told you it's Umberger versus Antonio tomorrow. That will be another 7 o'clock start. Second and final 7 o'clock game of the week. before a 1:30 matinee on Sunday. Still 0-2. Figueroa waggling the bat back and forth. Punches it out to second base. Line drive is caught by Sprinkle for out number one. Sounded like the bat might have splintered for Figueroa. Got it right off the end of the barrel. And Paddock has his first out of the inning. Two on, one down. Eric Hartman will be the second lefty to face Paddock. The only other left-hander to face him so far was Freeze, who singled. Olsovsky at second, Burgess at first, so the lead runner is the faster of the two. Hartman's 0 for 3. First pitch swing, lob shot down the left field line. That's a foul ball into the second row of seats. 5-1 Green Jackets. Augusta has scored five or more in every game this week. And they have done it in five straight, dating back to the series finale against Charleston. Hartman holds the hands low. Paddock a long look at second. Slider fouled off once again. Nothing in two on Hartman. 0 for 3, but he did have a bases loaded walk, drawing an RBI last time up. Paddock looking for back-to-back outs after the first three men of the inning reached. Olsovsky dancing, 0-2. Runs in, hit Hartman, and he is down on all fours. Dan Gertner, the AT, sprints out immediately. That was a fastball around the jaw. Hartman, as soon as his manager gets there, you can read the lips saying, "I'm okay." Helmet came off. Ball hit Hartman somewhere. High and tight. Eric's still on the seat of his pants, but he's smiling. This is the kid who went nose first into a metal pole in Columbia and was laughing his way off the field. Hartman gets a nice round of applause as he pops up and jogs down to first. Good to see him all right. Second hit batter of the game for Augusta's offense, and the bases are loaded with one out. Hale Sims throwing in the pen. Bags full for Cody Miller. He's 0 for 3. Hit streak on the line for the shortstop. Takes a first pitch strike on the outer corner. Cody has hit safely in all seven games as a pro. Introduced himself with a bang. His pro debut, he went 2 for 5 with a 3-run home run. Hit the ball hard a couple times today. Check swing did not go. One ball, one strike as Cody was able to hold back on the changeup. Hale Sims, who took the loss on Tuesday night, would be the next reliever. Paddock trying to give himself a full inning at least. 1-1 on Cody. Paddock two deep breaths. Now he delivers. Downstairs. Lots of changeups to righties. Lots of sliders and sinkers to left-handers. Really, he's shown the sinker to everybody. Hitters count for Cody Miller with the bags full in the eighth inning. Augusta already up by four. Big swing and a miss. Went after ball three. Chasing the high fastball. It's 2-2. Cody's eyes lit up. Advantage Paddock on the 2-2. Bags full of bugs. Paddock from the closed stance. Down goes Miller. Same pitch, same result. Chases two straight high fastballs. And it's just the second strikeout of the game for Cannonballer pitching. Climbs the ladder on Cody, who's 0 for 4. Green Jackets have left 7 on base already. They're 2 for 8 with runners in scoring position. Not quite where they've been at this week, but still a respectable number. Owen carries the 7th batter of the inning. He's 0 for 4. Left on left, outside ball one. Augusta's only run this inning came via the balk. With men at first and third, Paddock forgot he had already picked over twice was unsuccessful a third time and brought the runner home from third. Carry ahead 1-0, left on left for the reliever, and it's fisted foul. Sinker in on the hands to even the count. Paddock's at 30 pitches. This will be his last batter, all but certainly, one way or another. Here's the pitch. Slider fouled away again. A little bit more plate coverage than you would like to have if you're Paddock. But he survives. Two hits, a walk, and a hit by pitch in this inning for Liam Paddock. Hoping to hold it at just one run allowed and get his offense back to work. Target out or third. 1-2. Sinker called. Strike three. Carry down looking. Back-to-back K's for Paddock with the bases loaded. The Green Jackets tack on one, but leave the bags full. Juan Sanchez on the mound for the eighth when we return.
Hey, fans. Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects. Every game live all season long.
Strike three. You're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Juan Sanchez came in with two outs in the seventh for Jeremy Reyes. Got the last out of the inning to strand a runner at second. The bottom of the eighth is all his own as Arxie Hernandez leads off against the righty. Nothing but righties out of the pen for Augusta. Green Jackets only have one left-handed pitcher on the roster. It's Cam Caminiti, who started on Wednesday. First pitch to Arxie. He waves and misses at the slider. Notably out in front. Right on right breaking ball is Sanchez's most deadly weapon. 0-1. And it's pulled on the ground to third base. Lakehair Figueroa to his left. Strong throw for the first out of the inning. Around the Braves organization, Atlanta is up 1-0 against the Cleveland Guardians in the bottom of the seventh. Hurston Waldrop, six scoreless innings, two hits, and seven strikeouts. A ton of notable changes for him at the AAA level this year. He has worked his tail off in this system to get to the potential that he had when he was drafted a couple years ago in the first round. Adrian Heal steps in and takes strike one. Slider at the knees. Sanchez back-to-back groundouts. The strikeouts have dropped as of late, but the soft contact has increased. Heal flails at the slider, nothing in two. Hale Sims will have the ninth for Kannapolis. Jackets up 5-1, looking to add on some more. 0-2, bounces in, taken by Adrian Heal. DSL team lost 4-2 against the Rays Dominican Summer League affiliate. Not a ton to go off of there, but 17-year-old shortstop Angel Carmona continues to hit the cover off the ball in his first pro season. OPS of 814. He had his second triple in 15 games. Heel goes down swinging on the slider. Four straight breaking balls from Juan Sanchez, and he's retired all three men he's faced. Two outs, nobody aboard for Nathan Archer, who's 0 for 2. High A Rome is up 2-0 in the bottom of the seventh. Emperors have seen a ton of great starting pitching as of late, especially this weekend against Bowling Green. First pitch to Archer. Strike one called at 98 from Juan Sanchez. That is the hardest pitch of his Green Jackets career. If he's throwing 98 with that slider, watch out, ladies and gents. And then back to the slider. Fouled away. But the Emps are up 2-0. Garrett Bauman, 5 scoreless innings. Emperors have 7 hits. Isaiah Drake, Colby Jones each have 2. And Drake's got an RBI. They were hitting here. They're hitting even better there. 0-2 to Archer. And he takes ball 1 off the outside corner. Double A Clingstone's up 6-2 in Biloxi. Now they blew a 7-run lead last night, so there's plenty of time to go. But Columbus swinging well. Drew Hackenberg a decent outing. And 6 RBIs for Ethan Werkinger, including a 3-run home run, his 16th of the year. Time called, pitch timer violation. It's on Sanchez. Did not step off in time. And so the automatic ball makes it 2-2 on Archer. 2 outs, nobody on. Sanchez looking for a 1-2-3 eighth. The pitch, fouled back. Nathan Archer, 1-for-12 this week. He has struck out in 50% of his at-bats against Augusta. Trying to avoid the first K of the night. 2-2. Outside, overthrown, 98 again. Fastball 98 miles an hour from a low three-quarter slot and over 2,800 rotations per minute. Big league average, 2,350. Slider down low, and Archer went around. Couldn't stop the bat on the breaking ball. 1-2-3 eighth for Sanchez with a couple of Ks to boot. Hale Sims on for the ninth. Augusta's final at bats, trying to add to this 4-run lead.
Augusta University Health System is now WellStar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, which means you get more. More personalized care for your whole health. More compassionate expertise. More seamless access to care at your convenience. Visit wellstar.org/Augusta to learn what more can mean for you. WellStar, more than healthcare, people care.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
We're into the ninth inning. Green Jackets 3 outs away from their 6th consecutive win. Would be the second 6-game win streak of the year and first of the second half. But first, Juan Mateo will lead off against the new reliever Hale Sims. Sims making his second appearance of the series. 6'4 right-hander, 25 years old, out of Kentucky and then the UNC Charlotte campus. Juan Mateo 1-for-4. We'll see Sims for the first time. First pitch fastball fouled away. Came in at 91 from the big right-hander. Sims fastball, sweeper, cutter, and changeup. On Tuesday, an inning and a third, 3 hits and 2 runs, taking the loss, his second of the year. Mateo, Guanipa, and Freeze do up. The pitch from Sims. Outside corner. Changeup finds the edge. And Mateo's quickly behind, nothing in 2. Augusta 7 hits, Kannapolis just 3. The Green Jackets have also walked 6 times. Sims the 0-2. And Mateo bounces it back up the middle. Sprinkle to his backhand, does not have a play. It's an infield single for Juan Mateo, and he's got a multi-hit night. 2-for-5 in his first game back off the IL. That will certainly work. Juan's third multi-hit game and his first 15 as a Green Jacket. Leadoff man aboard for Luis Guanipa, who's 1-for-4. For Guani, hit streak already extended to 8, looking to extend his RBI streak to 6 consecutive games. First pitch, flown down the right field line. That falls for a base hit. Mateo will head for third, and he will stop there as Guanipa has a 2-hit day. Back-to-back singles to open up the ninth inning. Was a little pitching wedge the opposite way. Guanipa went down and got the sinker at his shins and just flicked it down the right field line. Nobody up in Augusta's pen. Juan Sanchez will have the ninth, looking for a 7-out save. He'll be facing the top of Kanapolis' order. Hayden Freeze is 2-for-3 with a walk and an RBI. Great day at the dish for him. Former Western Carolina Catamount takes ball one. Change up off the outside corner. Sims this year a 3.44 ERA. Just shy of a hit per inning, but over a K per inning. 54 in 49 frames. Has 4 saves as well. Has been a relatively strong back end guy. 1-0 misses inside. Ball trickles away from Hernandez. Not far enough to score Mateo, but plenty far enough to move Guanipa up to second base. Luis got a good read. Mateo playing it smart over at third, and now the infield comes in with 2 on. Both men in scoring position. First wild pitch of the day. Now a base hit could be 2 RBIs for Freeze. Bounces it towards first base, picked up foul on the short hop by DePino. Ballers trying to avoid their 6th consecutive loss. That would be the longest streak of the season for them. Team that made it to the Carolina League Championship last year before falling to the Fredericksburg Nationals. 2-1 on Freeze. Outside and high, ball 3. Ballers were as dominant a team as you will see at this level in the first half of 2024. Had a very old offense and a great pitching staff. Sputtered a bit down the end of the season in the second half, but still knocked off Charleston before falling in the championship series. Freeze puts it on the ground to second. Sprinkle looks the runner back to third and flips over to first. Freeze retired without moving the runner home. 2 on and 1 out in the top of the ninth. Joe Olsovsky is 2-for-3. It's been the bottom of the order that's picked up all the hits. Top 3 in Augusta's lineup are a combined 0-for-12. But everybody from Mateo on down has had a hand in this 5-1 lead. Olsovsky, 2 singles plus a hit by pitch. Infield stays in. Joe takes ball 1 inside. Slider around the belt for Joe. Olsovsky looking for his 2nd 3-hit game of the year. 1-0 from Sims. Fastball perfectly placed on the outside corner. Couldn't choose a better location than that if you tried. 1-1 for Sims. Guanipa at 2nd, Mateo at 3rd. Mateo slightly faster than his man behind him. Inside corner slider, 1-2. Green Jackets threatening early in the inning for the 2nd consecutive frame. Augusta used a balk to push across an insurance run in the top of the 8th. Sims looking to hold Mateo at 3rd here in the 9th. Ahead 1-2. Joe pulls it down the third baseline. Fair ball. That's towards the corner. It will score 2, and Olsovsky has a 2 RBI double. Joe just continues to swing the bat well. RBIs 10 and 11 on the year, 2 and 3 on the week. It's 7-1, and the Green Jackets have their largest lead of the day. Ran the sinker in on the hands, and Olsavsky would not be jammed. Got the barrel out in time to score a pair. An even more comfortable advantage for Sanchez in the bottom half. Colin Burgess now batting. Right on right from Sims. Cued foul off the end of the bat. Burgess trying to replicate Olsavsky's swing. Turn it down the left field line, but he was early. Colin 0 for 2 with two walks, his first multi-walk game as a Green Jacket. Trying to add on a hit to that as well. Pitch from Sims is in the dirt. Good block from Ronnie Hernandez. First game behind the plate this week, and he's had a busy afternoon, even though the Green Jackets have not attempted a steal. Has gotten the gear well and dirty already. One on, one out, and two in the seventh. A ball and a strike on Burgess. Sims comes home, and Joe pokes it foul on the high cutter. Sims, after coming set, never looked back at Olsavsky. Six-run lead. You don't necessarily need to put Joe in motion, but it does enable him to get a bigger lead and therefore try to score on anything to the outfield. 1-2 to Colin. Another slider foul back. Good at bat from Burgess, keeping the line rolling against Hale Sims. 17 pitches, only one out for the right-hander. Still 1-2. Colin crowding the plate. And Burgess tips it into the mitt for strike three. Went after the fastball off the outside corner. Colin is the first strikeout victim for Sims. And there's two away in the top of the ninth. Augusta took the lead in the top of the second inning. Got a two RBI single from the man at bat, Lakehare Figueroa. Since then, he has grounded out, walked, and lined out. 1-for-3 on the day. First pitch to Figueroa, guided back on a big swing. Lakehare now hitting .247 in his second season with the Green Jackets. Has flown under the radar a little bit. He's only played in 37 games out of the team's 108. But when he's there, he's a factor. Slider spun out of play. A whole bunch of foul balls as of late against Sims, who has been near the zone around the corners. Not centralized enough to be barreled ever since Olsavsky turned on the middle in sinker. Now he has Figueroa behind, nothing in two. Sims trying to send it on to the bottom of the ninth. Fouled back again. Lakehare just eliminating baseballs. Depositing souvenirs to the pizza place across the street. Joe Olsavsky remains out at second. Brought home a pair with a two-run double already this inning. Made the lead 7-1. Augusta over Kannapolis. Pitch from Sims is flown out to right field for George Wolko. Few steps in and he makes the catch to bring the inning to its conclusion. Two runs on three hits for Augusta. Green Jackets do leave a man aboard, and Juan Sanchez will look to finalize the seven-out save when we return.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Juan Sanchez has retired all four batters that he has faced so far in relief of Jeremy Reyes, who went a career-high 6 2/3, allowed one unearned run, and gave up just three hits. Sanchez a ground out and two strikeouts in the eighth. Now he sees Brown, Sprinkle, and Hernandez at the top of the Cannonballer lineup. Eli Brown is 1 for 3. Brown, Sprinkle, and Anthony DiPino have the team's three hits. Two singles and then a double from DiPino. Cannonballers held to just one run in each of the last two games, and they're behind 7-1 right now. First pitch to Eli Brown. Misses inside at 96. Appeal on the check swing, though, and Nicholas Saxton says he went around. So Brown couldn't stop the barrel, and it's 0-1. Sanchez fastball and slider, and both have been working. There's the fastball. It's bounced over to third base. Figueroa gobbles it up for out number one. Second straight inning beginning with a 5-3 putout induced by Juan Sanchez, who's gone 5 up, 5 down. Green Jackets have relied on their bullpen heavily during this win streak, and every single arm that Winston Sawyer has put on the mound has been up to the challenge. Here's Jordan Sprinkle. He takes ball one, low and inside on the slider. Sanchez from the stretch, check swing, did not go. Sprinkle holds back, just barely. Jordan singled and scored the team's only run back in the fourth, stole second, took third on an interference error, and then came home via sac fly. Lost the fastball foul, 2-1. Green Jackets dropped 5 of 6 here back in April on the back half of a 12-game road trip, including each of the first five. 2-1 slider bounced foul on the third base side. Augusta not all the way to a mirror image. They would have to finish tonight and win tomorrow. But if nothing else, they have started out red hot in their second and final trip to Atrium Health Ballpark this year. And these two teams will meet again in the final week of the season. It will be Kannapolis' first and only trip to SRP Park. That'll be the week of Labor Day. 2-2 on Sprinkle. Slider outside, ball three. Green Jackets have 12 more home games and 9 more road games after tonight. Rapidly approaching the end of the season, the full count delivery. Low and outside, ball four. First base runner issued by Sanchez. Second walk of the game for Kannapolis. And Sprinkles on with one out. Ballers will have their ace on the mound tomorrow in Grant Umberger, and they will need him to perform as he has been to stop the bleeding and end this losing streak. Runner takes off for second. It's a line drive off the glove of Cody Miller. Tried to make the catch on the fly, would have been an inning-ending double play. Instead, Ronnie Hernandez reaches on what should be an infield single. Miller was sprinting up the middle. He was playing that way anyway. Hernandez swinging freely, put it back up the center. And there's two aboard off of Sanchez. Batter is George Wolko, and he fouls it off, 0-1. Wolko 0-3, 3 strikeouts. He's now 4-16 with 7 Ks this week. Sanchez, the 0-1, outside, evens the count with the slider. Sprinkle at second, Hernandez at first. Ballers down 7-1, but looking to string something together in the late goings. 1-1. Tipped into the mitt. A big cut on the high slider for strike two. Wolko was swinging for glory. Can't blame him given the scenario. Sanchez shuffles to a stop. Two-strike pitch. Swing and a miss. And Wolko goes down on strikes for the fourth time. A golden sombrero for the polarizing prospect. And Sanchez's third K puts him one out away from the save. The final hope is Anthony DePino, who is the only man that entering this inning had reached twice. Sprinkle has since matched that. First pitch from Sanchez, called strike inside corner. Slider at 86. It all began with Jeremy Reyes. Sanchez looking to put a bow on things. In the dirt, 1-1. And again, even though it is a 6-run lead now, Sanchez came in a 4-1 game, and so he is in line for his second save of the year. 1-1 to DePino. Low again. A series of sliders from Juan Sanchez, especially to the right-handed bats. Not quite as command-heavy as he was last inning, but still certainly workable. Sanchez looking for the final out of the game. Inside corner, 2-2. That's well placed once again. Ballers down to their final strike as they try to avoid what would be their sixth consecutive loss. Green Jackets, meanwhile, on the precipice of a sixth consecutive victory. The two-strike pitch in the dirt, ball three. Good block from Burgess. Sanchez buried the slider. Full count, two outs. All runners will be moving. Colby Shelton would be the batter if Sanchez lets DePino off the hook. Here comes the 3-2. And it's outside to the backstop for ball four. DePino works the second walk of the inning, and the bases are loaded with two outs for Colby Shelton. Colin Burgess is going to go out to the mound, speak with the 22-year-old right-hander. Sanchez is at two innings, and we told you earlier his season high is 2 1/3. He has gone up to 52 pitches this year. That was last week, or 2 weeks ago rather, against Salem. And so far tonight, Sanchez has thrown 33. But up and down a couple times, that can add extra stress on an arm. Sanchez also up to 98 last inning. He's been more 95, 96 here in the ninth. Bags full for Shelton, and he takes ball one around the shoestrings. Sanchez whipping in 96. Command has been the only question mark for Juan Sanchez really his entire career. The raw stuff as good as anybody in this league. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Shelton behind 95. Looking to get aboard for the first time this week. Juan trying to close out the save. Bags full of ballers in a 7-1 game. Down to their final out. Fouled away. One ball, two strikes on Colby Shelton. Jeremy Reyes, 6 2/3, one unearned run. Sanchez, two scoreless in relief. The pitch. Fouled off of Burgess. Got a piece of the chest protector, it looked like. 96, not quite quick enough for the speedy hands of Shelton. A sixth straight victory for the Green Jackets is firmly within sight. Sanchez and Augusta looking to take hold once and for all. Slider outside, ball two. Juan continuing to nibble just a little bit. Longest inning for Sanchez through 2 1/3. Nowhere to put Shelton. Swing and a miss. Down he goes. Sanchez pumps his fist. and the Green Jackets have their sixth consecutive victory. Juan Case, 4-2 1/3, scoreless, works around the pair of walks, and the offense, methodically advancing the lead, does more than enough to keep the Ballers at bay. 7-1 is your final. The Green Jackets hold the Ballers to a single run for the third consecutive night. Kannapolis flummoxed by Reyes. Sanchez nearly as successful in a shorter stint. And the Green Jackets just continue to find ways to win. It's a new method of victory seemingly every night, and tonight was all about Jeremy Reyes. The best start of his 3-year professional career. He picks up his second win of the season. Reyes, brilliant. 6 2/3, 3 hits, 1 unearned run. He walked just 1 and struck out 10 batters. Not only was that a career high for him, but it was also the most by a Green Jacket pitcher, starter, or reliever all season long. Ricardo Brizuela, the starter for the Ballers, takes the loss. He is now 0-10 on the season. Brizuela, 4 innings, 2 hits, 2 walks, and 2 runs. It was a respectable outing for him, but the bullpen gave up 5, including 3 in the final 2 innings, and Augusta's arms were just too much to handle. Juan Sanchez, 2 1/3, 1 hit, 2 walks, and 4 Ks. Sanchez ties his season high in strikeouts, and he's got his second save in 3 attempts this year. 7 runs, 10 hits, and an error for Augusta. The Green Jackets leave on 11. As much offense as they did muster, there were still plenty of chances left aboard. 3 for 13 with runners in scoring position. But if that's your weakest number of the series, that's certainly something you can live with. Kannapolis, a run on 4 hits, no errors, and they left on 5, including the bases loaded in the ninth. Ball game took 2 hours and 29 minutes, shortest game of the week here in Kannapolis. And it was in front of the biggest crowd, 3,273, announced at Atrium Health Ballpark. Offensively, 8 of 9 batters reached, but 1 for 3 in the order. Hartman, Miller, and Carey held hitless, a combined 0 for 14. Instead, it was the bottom two-thirds of the order who did the heavy lifting. Joe Olsovsky, 3 for 4 with a 2-RBI day and a run scored. Hayden Fries, 2 for 4, 2 runs and an RBI. Lakehair Figueroa, a couple ribbies. They ended up getting the game started and proved to be enough. The 2 runs would have been sufficient. Offense not satisfied. Added on a few more in the late goings. Tomorrow, Grant Umberger will take the ball for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Umberger, we told you a couple times, has been the most consistent arm for Kannapolis this season. Has a 2.8 ERA and an 8-2 record this year. A ton of Ks for the undrafted free agent out of Toledo, out in Ohio. He'll match up with Raven Antonio, who, despite 1 blow-up outing in Myrtle about a month ago, has been the team's most consistent starter. Ravens 7-3, a 3.32 ERA, and he has been pitcher of the week twice in the Carolina League. That will be at 7 p.m. We will go live at 6:50 with you on the Tax Slayer pregame show. And for tonight, that's all she wrote. 6 straight W's, the most since the middle of the May, tied for the most that the Green Jackets have had so far this season. Looking to make it 7 tomorrow and get 5 straight W's to start the series here in Kannapolis. Augusta now 1 game back. They've won 5 of 11 against Kannapolis this year, including all 4 here this series. Once again, 6:50 p.m. live, 7 o'clock first pitch tomorrow here on the Green Jacket Radio Network. Jackets win 7-1. Career day for Jeremy Reyes, and we will see you next time. I've been Noah Adcock-Howitt. Thank you for being with us on this